we have a quick word with you on this?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have the pleasure to introduce to you the representatives of Estonia, Lithuania, and Lithuania. And, well, I mean, perhaps they could tell you a few words. The Council has just passed a resolution recommending to the General Assembly the admission of the three Baltic states to the United Nations. And it is a great and historic moment.
How do you feel, sir, after this vote?
Oh, we are rather elated. It's a wonderful feeling to join again the community of nations around the world.
Ambassador, could you tell us your name?
Anatol Dinberg, chargé d'affaires of Latvia right now in Washington, and permanent member here in a few days.
Can you spell it?
Dinberg. D-I-N-B-R-G-S. And the first name is Anatol, A-N-A-T-O-L.
Thank you. This is the ambassador, did you say?
Yes, ambassador designee.
Okay. Could we hear from you, sir?
Yeah. I'm Ernst Jaakson, J-A-A-K-S-O-N.
How do you feel about this vote?
It is an excellent, beautiful day for Estonia, for the Estonian people, to be again members of the community of the free nations, and I'll be the Estonian ambassador to the United Nations.
Did you ever think you'd come to see this day pass in your lifetime?
I cannot really say that. That feeling is so extraordinary. It came so unexpectedly and so beautifully that we are members now here in the United Nations, and we didn't expect it a few years ago.
What are your feelings towards the international community that waited so long to recognize you?
Well, I don't judge the past. I think more of the future. And I think it is something that our people are looking forward to work in peace and harmony with our neighbors and to contribute to our share to the development of our part of the world.
What sort of relationship do you think your country will now have with what was the Soviet Union?
Well, we'll have normal and friendly relations with our neighbors to the east. We certainly are going to work hard to see that all the problems which still exist will be resolved in a friendly manner.
Do you see yourselves in an economic union with the Soviets?
These are questions which I cannot answer at the present time, but I'm sure the many problems which we have will be dealt with properly.
We have you,
Stasys Lozoraitis. I will not be representative of Lithuania here, so don't be concerned about my name too much. S-T-A-S-Y-S, that's the first name, and Lozoraitis, L-O-Z-O-R-A-I-T-I-S. That's very simple. You will probably, your colleagues in Washington know it very well. I would like to say one thing. First of all, you can imagine what day, what important and glorious day it is for the Baltic nations. Secondly, I would like very much to thank the President of the Security Council, who so with great grace and ability has dealt with this problem. And another thing yet I would like to stress, and that is very important. All the members of the Security Council were for our admission. The Soviet Union, China, Cuba, and all other nations. I think it is a very important basis to begin a work, a collaboration for building something new, something better, something brighter in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.